has a word also? Look at us. Here we go. Dar's a crier, just like me. It's a Toyne trait. This is my aunt, if you didn't know.
We know that song we sang, Break Every Chain. And I can see things like, I don't understand what I'm seeing, but I see it. So I just thrown it out there. Every time there was a break, every chain, every time it said break, there's bursting of all these beautiful stones. And it's almost like things are coming down, things are breaking apart. That's what I get out of it, so I don't know. Everybody's going to look at it different, probably. But each stone was different. Every time they said break, that happened. It's amazing.
Because we're all beautiful stones, and we all need to be broken up a little bit, right? Out of our, like, normal, like, whatever we think is right, usually is probably not that right. But this month, we're going to talk about dreaming. And I do try to have a theme every month. I don't know that everyone stays on track with that, but that's okay. The Holy Spirit, you know, does what he wants, and I let people listen to the Holy Spirit because I'm not the Holy Spirit, and I don't want to be that person that's weird and controlling. But anyways, if you like those kinds of people, don't come here. All right, so... we're going to talk about dreams, and I find it very interesting because about everything we talked about kind of today was about visions and dreams, and so obviously the Holy Spirit is speaking to all of us, but I, Joseph, you know, he was a big dreamer, obviously, and he also could interpret dreams, and so what happened to Joseph? He was the most loved by his father, right? And he had a special coat. And what's it, the Broadway show, Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat? Is that what it's called? Yeah. I want one of those, Technicolor Dreamcoat. But he wasn't very humble, really, too much about his dreams. He kind of threw them in his brother's and even his father's face. And, you know, like, you guys are going to bow down to me someday and you know, all these crazy things. And so his brothers threw him in, and they were going to throw him in a pit. And, first they were going to kill him. And then Reuben was like, oh, we probably shouldn't do that. And then, anyways, and then they sold him off into slavery, right? So, do you think that Joseph was like, these dreams might be nonsense? I mean, I don't know. Like, I have dreams and maybe some of them haven't come true yet. And from time to time, I'm like a little bit like, maybe this isn't really going to happen. Maybe God didn't really give me this dream. Like, maybe I'm crazy. That happens a lot, that maybe I'm crazy. But... and maybe I am, but I just always like to write the word things, and I never remember what they're called, but it kind of helps me brainstorm and think of like what I want to talk about, and I was just writing like maybe the things that we could come up against when we have a dream, right? So Joseph had this dream that his family was going to bow down to him, and didn't really go that well. He got sold into slavery. And then he was like actually a big deal, right, at Potiphar's house. And then, so, you know, maybe that was kind of like he was the head servant, like all these things. But then, like, what happened then? Like his master's wife had the hots for him, right? And she lied about him. And said he did these things that he did not do. And then he got put in prison. Man, I would have given up by then. How about you guys? I'd be like, well, God, this was not a God dream. But anyway, so I always do the word things. And when you have a dream, sometimes some drama comes along with it, right? maybe some drama that's not that fabulous, you know, like people being jealous or, you know, people being thinking that you're crazy, okay? And then there's also going to be some resistance, right? Sometimes big dreamers, I might have a few big dreams in my head, people might be like naysayers, or that can't become a reality. That's not really going to happen. That's too big. That's too great. That's too something, right? So there's some resistance, okay? There might also be some embarrassment, right? Like maybe Joseph was like, I had this dream that my family was going to like bow down to me and all these things, and now I'm in prison. He might have been a little bit embarrassed, right? Like, oh, like I talked a big, big, big game, and now I'm in prison. So that stinks. And if you know, I'm spelling the word right now. I don't know if you know. And thank you. There might be a little anger, right? When your dream's not going quite how you planned it, a little aggression, maybe. When you're angry, sometimes you get a little violent. And malice, right? Dreamers, Joseph's dreams, his brothers had a little malice against him, right? That didn't really work out that well. And then Potiphar's wife, and then he went to prison, and he helped some other people with their dreams and all the things, right? So it wasn't really working out that well for Joseph, right? Little tough times, right? But then what happened? Anyone? I have two notebooks. This is my ADHD self. Yesterday I went to Ames. I picked my boys up in Ames, and they wanted to hang out with girls. So I had to just hang out in Ames for an eternity. And so my phone was going to die. And so I went to the drugstore and got a notebook and pens and sat down at Starbucks and drew and wrote some things. And I couldn't even look anything up really because my phone was dead. So I just had to sit in utter silence, which is not easy for me to do whatsoever. But guess what I did? Wait for it. I'm an artist. I drew a picture. Yep, that's what I did. Anyways, any of you guys ever had a dream to do something? Has that dream come true yet? Some of them, not so much. I had a dream to be a supermodel. That didn't go so well. I have a dream to be on Broadway someday. That could happen, right? I was on Broadway in New York. Sometimes our dreams, God doesn't make our dreams exactly the way we thought they were going to pan out, right? But speaking of New York, I was in New York 2 weeks ago, and we went to Radio City Music Hall. And if you've ever been to Radio City Music Hall, you would know that the, who's there? The Rockettes are there. And every year they have a tryout to be a Rockette. And last year? A couple years ago, they had a lady that was 90. Do you remember how old she was? 92. Try out to be a Rockette. And she got to be an honorary Rockette and get on stage. And I think I teared up a little bit because the guy was like, don't ever give up on your dreams. Like, yes, she wasn't actually like going to be a Rockette, but she didn't give up on her dreams. She was 92. We're never too old. It's never too late. If your dream doesn't seem like it's coming into fruition and it's a God dream, you got this. Just hold on. And I forgot to play my video, so let's play our video. Sorry, I have a funny video about dreaming that was supposed to start with, but we'll do it now. It's fine. It has a commercial, though, so we're sorry about the commercial. You want to turn off the lights, Craig?